There's been plenty of uproar over the massive bonuses Wall Street firms have been awarding employees over the past 2 weeks. To try to defuse that, Goldman Sachs is giving $500 million to charity, and it's scaled back its bonuses. But Goldman is still paying employees a whopping $16 billion. J.P. Morgan Chase is paying out $9 billion. Some investors say the big payouts are a sign that there's something seriously wrong with Wall Street's compensation system. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Taxpayers and politicians are not the only ones upset about Wall Street bonuses. If you're a long-term investor in, say, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, or Bank of America, those stocks are still down between 20 and 70% over the past 3 years. Shareholders have lost a lot of money. But executives and top employees at these and other financial firms are still rewarding themselves with billions of dollars in compensation and bonuses.
It's completely crazy, and it makes people angry.
Frederick Shad Rowe is a money manager in Dallas and the former chairman of the Texas Pension Review Board. He says bonuses and pay packages at many big public companies have gotten totally out of line and disconnected from performance. He says the S&P 500 is down 28% over the past 10 years. Meanwhile, executive pay is still through the roof.
It demoralizes everybody. We're all in this together. We live in a capitalist system, but the system has been co-opted or hijacked.
Basically, Rose says there's been a breakdown at the level of the board of directors for public companies. The boards approve those pay packages, and the boards are supposed to protect the interests of the stock owners, the shareholders who actually own the company. But in reality, he says, many people on those boards are paid a lot of money by company management, and they've become beholden to management. And too often, he says, they approve huge pay packages that siphon money away from shareholders.
What really is the truth is that a very small oligarchy has hijacked the system for its own short-term benefit. And it isn't right, and it's not in the interest of America or most Americans.
What's more, critics like Rose say that these huge pay packages encourage the reckless risk-taking that created the financial crisis in the first place. After all, a lot of these same people at the major Wall Street banks clearly made catastrophic mistakes. And now, just a year later, they're getting big bonuses again. Rose says that's not the way capitalism is supposed to work.
Hell no. They've taken my money and they get the benefit of it and they don't suffer the consequences.
Of course, investors who don't like how executives are being paid can always just sell their stock and pull their money out. But Rowe is heading up a shareholder rights group that's pushing for more power for shareholders to be able to get rid of directors that don't rein in compensation. Fred Lippman is a lawyer who advises companies and who's written a book about responsible approaches to executive pay. You know, is something broken here or is the market sort of working like it should?
Well, I think the issue of executive bonuses has become politicized.
Lippman says the bank bailouts have politicians and other people particularly upset about bonuses at the moment, but he thinks the government should largely stay out of it. He acknowledges that there have been problems with excessive pay, but he says the market is reforming itself.
Overwhelmingly, more and more compensation committees are getting it. They're trying to exercise best practices. And they're under pressure from a lot of constituencies to do so.
Lippman is glad that many of the major banks say that they're planning to tie more compensation to the longer-term performance of their companies. Bank of America, for example, is expected to start reclaiming or clawing back bonuses if an employee's bets later go bad. But some who track executive pay don't think that overall there's been much progress. Patrick McGurn is an attorney with Risk Metrics Group, which advises investors on corporate governance issues.
We're seeing reform around the margins, but generally it is business as usual. I think the big bonus payouts this year, are really hearkening back to the glory days of the industry, and the numbers are obviously eye-popping.
Meanwhile, President Obama is pushing for a 10-year, $90 billion bank tax to help reclaim bailout money, and the FDIC is floating a proposal to make banks pay a penalty for big pay packages that are not tied to long-term performance. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.